Democrats are still pretty popular here in Washington State. Voters made Democrat Jay Inslee their governor. They reelected Democrat Maria Cantwell to the Senate back in 2012. But nationally, the picture is very different. Democrats lost control of the House of Representatives back in 2012, and the polls don't look good for Democrats in the Senate for the fall elections coming up this year, where they are expected to lose control. Joining us with a closer look at news from the other Washington, including that news, is Andrea Seabrook. She's a former NPR correspondent and the host of the Decode DC podcast. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. So pollster Nate Silver now predicting Democrats are going to lose the Senate this fall, and that's the guy who predicted Obama's big wins in 2012 and 2008. So he's somebody that Democrats respect. How freaked out are they by Nate Silver's predictions?
Oh, they are freaked out. Nate Silver, in Washington, D.C., Nate Silver is known as the witch, the man who correctly predicted the outcomes of most of the all of the races in the 2012 election. Now, you have to, when you look at his predictions, you kind of have to separate what he predicted close to the election from what he predicted far away. And Harry Reid, since Nate Silver came out saying that the Democrats have a 60% chance of losing the Senate, Harry Reid, the majority leader of the Senate, came out and said, well, he's wrong about a lot of things. Mm. It depends on how far out he looks.
Right.
And, you know, we're not that far now, but there's certainly some wiggle room between here and November.
Well, I think also from the sort of bubble we're here in the greater Seattle area, it may be kind of harder to understand exactly what's going on, but you're in Washington, D.C. Why is this happening to Democrats? Why are they losing voters, at least in the opinion polls?
Well, for one thing, Congress itself is not very popular anywhere. For another thing, it's all about health care right now. And the Obama administration, since the very beginning of the Affordable Care Act negotiations, they have had a problem communicating their idea here, and that has just gone on and on and on for them. They don't have great what they call optics in the rest of the country. There are people who don't love the fact that there have been delays, that the website didn't work, and frankly, there's been a lot of press around that sort of political struggle and the outcome of that. And so The Obama administration and therefore Democrats in general has gotten a lot of bad press that has turned a lot of races kind of reddish at this point. At the same time, you have a lot of money flowing into races from outside groups, some of them shadowy. You can't tell where the money is coming from, but we know that big players, Sheldon Adelson, the Koch brothers, are pouring money into specific races that matter in places, you know, especially Senate races, but also in some House races around the country. And so it's not just how it looks in your particular area. It really can have a national sheen to it.
Andrea Seabrook is with us, former NPR correspondent and the host of the Decode DC podcast. And so Democrats are worried about money on the other side. The healthcare website, actually, the national one crashed, I think, twice today. I just got a little blurb from that from the Washington Post saying that it crashed again. What can the Democrats do to turn things around?
Well, it's hard to know. It's funny because the rest of us who live in reality here in the United States, we think November, my God, I haven't even planned all the summer camps for my children yet. But it's not that far away in terms of public opinion, how that goes. It's hard to budge. But there are things that happen, especially events, single things that happen. And the Democrats are going to have to get some forward momentum, especially on healthcare, convince Americans that this thing is working, is going to work, and is going to make America a better place overall for most people.
If Republicans do take control of the Senate, of course, Barack Obama is still going to be in the White House. So what exactly is going to change in the other Washington?
Oh, well, the other Washington would have at least a united two, assuming that the House would still be controlled by Republicans. There would be a lot more legislation you could expect to pass through both chambers. Remember, in the first 2 years of the Obama administration, both chambers were controlled by Democrats, and a lot happened, including health care, including the reform of Wall Street financial legislation. If the Republicans were in control of both chambers, there would be a lot of conservative ideas that would get pushed through both chambers, and Obama would likely either work with them to moderate them to his standards or veto them. So you're set up for at least an interesting couple of years. But let me back up and say that, again, there's more time before these elections. And I have seen predictions that the Republicans could lose the House at the same time that they gain the Senate. So it's not, you know, it's not the ball game isn't won yet.
Andrea, I want to stick with politics here for the last question. You've been writing actually about the 2016 presidential race, which just seems kind of horrifying to me that we're already talking about this. Republican Representative Mike Rogers of Michigan is retiring. Some say he might run. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I can tell you that I think it's kind of crazy. If you're not planning to run yourself, I think it's kind of crazy to be thinking about 2016. That said, Mike Rogers is a representative of the old guard conventional Congress. This is a man who was in the Army. He was an FBI agent. He came to the House more than a decade ago, was the head of the Intelligence Committee. He gets along with Republicans and Democrats. He's what you could consider a last sort of moderate Republican, except that he's really at odds with a new wave coming up, both on the right and the left. On the right, you have it in Rand Paul, and the left, more progressive Democrats that really doesn't trust the government with, you know, private information. And so he's at loggerheads with both the far right and far left of the two parties and even some moderates. So, you know, it's hard to know where the country's going to be at the head of 2016 when a primary, a Republican primary would come. But, you know, he a lot of people are lining up for that one, it seems like.
Andrew Seabrook, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Former NPR correspondent, host of the Decode DC podcast. Thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. With Steve Scheer, I'm David Hyde.